For more than 30 years, Juneau voters have approved setting aside 1% of the city's 5% sales tax for capital projects like new libraries, swimming pools, and infrastructure. At a finance committee meeting last week, Assemblywoman Kate Troll requested a list of projects that could be put on hold next year with the least amount of disruption to fully fund the Juneau School District.
I'm not interested in trying to rein in horses, projects that are already out to bid, and bring those horses back in. I'm not interested in that.
Other assembly members want to keep the doors open at Augustus Brown Swimming Pool, which would be mothballed under the budget proposed by City Manager Kim Kiefer. Overall, the assembly requested a list of projects that could be deferred or scaled back to free up about $850,000 in the new fiscal year starting July 1st. A portion of sales tax outside the 1% is also dedicated to the city's capital budget. That's the money the assembly would like to tap for the projected deficit. Engineering Director Rory Watt says the proposed budget includes about 20 projects worth an estimated $8.6 million that are not funded by the voter-approved 1% tax.
They're basically facility maintenance and road and utility maintenance.
While he's making a list of the projects most feasible to delay or downsize, Watt has a word of caution for the assembly.
Using capital money, it's a one-year fix. So if we're talking about operating cost problems that are, you know, going to recur every year, the sustainable fixes are things like, you know, increased property taxes or increased user fees or enduring ways to get more money.
Not all assembly members are in favor of using capital project funds to pay for city operations. Mayor Merrill Sanford said construction workers rely on city projects to make a living, and Assemblyman Randy Wanamaker said he's wary of putting off too many projects.
There are things that simply can't wait any longer for repairs, upgrades, and maintenance.
The city has other options for reducing its budget shortfall, including nearly $20 million in savings. In the long term, some assembly members want to look for new ways of raising revenue, such as a seasonal sales tax or elimination of certain tax exemptions. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.